Y está usted en sintonía de su CHHA Radio Voces Latinas en el 1610 AM con su programa Guatemala para Todos, conducido por Vilma Cáceres, en esta tarde rindiendo un homenaje muy especial a Roberto Miranda Calderón, conocido también como Tito o Titín, por su familia. Roberto, él era una persona de Guatemala. Roberto era un locutor del programa radial Punto de Encuentro, que condujo por 15 años, y de la Universidad de Carleton, CKCU 93.1 FM. También es fundador del proyecto Educación en Acción. Él es hijo de una familia de dos hermanos y tiene a su esposa Yolanda, Florecita y Dani, quienes lo extrañan terriblemente hoy, pero que también, con el mismo afán de él, continuarán adelante con el gran proyecto de Roberto. Roberto tenía una facilidad verbal muy grande, maestro en Guatemala, sindicalista y maestro de español para Health Canada en Ottawa. Roberto, con su lucha de 2 años de cáncer, no fue una persona que se debatiera con la enfermedad, que se diera por vencido. Durante todo ese tiempo de lucha, también él se inspiraba, porque al igual que su hermano Willy, que fue asesinado en Guatemala, Roberto también escribía poemas, escribía sus memorias durante esos momentos de dolor, y esto es algo que escribió Roberto en una oportunidad. Esto lo escribió el 11 de diciembre del año 2009. El cáncer le fue detectado en el año 2008. Y escribe así: tic, tic, tic. Se va acercando la madrugada. Son las 3:15 de la mañana. Sin querer, nos encontramos cerca del último mes del año. Si Dios quiere, estaremos en Guate exactamente en menos de un mes. La emoción del viaje me tiene con una meta más en la vida. Bueno, es la meta de celebrar otra Navidad allá, aún con todo lo que ha pasado en este 2009, que también está agonizando. Aparte de la música del reloj, también me acompaña swish, swish, rock, rock. Es mi estómago, que está en concierto mañanero. Cambian los sonidos, cambian los ritmos. Así empiezo el nuevo día sin haber terminado el anterior. La vida es así, días que me las paso sin dolor o sin mi música, pero a veces tengo que privarme del sueño debido a los clavos con la barriga. Les leeré a continuación un pequeño poema y luego estaremos estableciendo contacto con alguien más que conoció a Roberto. Este es el poema que Roberto escribió a continuación de lo que escribía esa noche a las 3 de la mañana. ¡Viva la vida! Sin dolores, con dolores, la vida rueda, con sinfonía, con ritmo y con armonía. La vida va rodando y así va pasando, unos despiertos, otros roncando. No importa el dolor, la vida va y va, la vida invita a soñar, la vida nos hace recordar. Ese es uno de los tantos poemas que escribió y compartiré otro más con ustedes más adelante, luego de esta conexión con Ken McGuffin desde Guatemala. Buenas tardes, Ken.
Buenas tardes, Emma.
Can we do this in Spanish or should we do it in English?
Let's do a bit in English.
Okay. Bien. Ken McGuffin es un canadiense que ahorita también se encuentra de visita en Guatemala y que apoya 3 proyectos magníficos allá. Asociación Maya de Tejedoras, Escuela El Triunfo y el CCDA con Café Justicia. What can you share with us about Roberto, Ken? I think you probably are busy and you are in one of the places that Roberto for sure loved and had very deeply in his heart.
Yeah, currently today I'm in Quixaya in the offices of the Comité Campesino de Altiplano, and this is the group that that produces the Café Justicia, which Roberto tirelessly promoted and sold and did all sorts of things. And I'm also I'm delighted that my visit coincided with the visit of some of Roberto's friends and colleagues from Ottawa who are here building houses in many CCDA communities. I've been here last year. I was here several times and going through different communities with the CCDA, and you see these beautiful new houses or newer houses with concrete block and wood and proper houses that the people really, really need here. And you know, I can just, you know, you just ask somebody and say, is this one of Roberto's houses? And they say, you know, it's always C, it's one of Roberto's houses. And that's a real legacy that he's left here, because there's so many families who did not have proper housing now have houses that, you know, they don't have to be worried about being swept away when it rains. They stay dry, they stay warm. Helps improve their health. Actually, I'd like to hand over the phone to one of the volunteers from Ottawa that you can speak with about the project. She's been involved in a number of the construction projects and would like the chance to talk about the projects and Roberto.
Thank you so much, Ken. Go ahead.
Buenas tardes, Wilma.
Buenas tardes. ¿Con quién tengo el gusto?
Oh, yo soy muy bien, muy bien. Do you mind if I continue the interview in English?
Yes, I was just asking for your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Janet? That's all right. Yeah.
Janet C.
Janet? Okay.
I am the coordinator for the project Education in Action, which is a project that Roberto Miranda founded in 2007. And what we do here is we engage Canadians across the country from British Columbia to Halifax, to the north, Yellowknife and Whitehorse, to participate in this Education in Action project, which really is a project about education where we learn about the culture of the Mayan people. And in order to do so, we have people volunteer to come abroad every year, and this is the fifth year, to come and build some houses. And in the past 5 years, we have built 72, 62 casas thus far, and we also promote the Café Justicia in Canada. We sell a lot of the Café Justicia, and we do events throughout the year to explain how we can better work with our Mayan brothers and sisters when we return to Guatemala, and how we can change our lifestyle by supporting fair trade, which is equitativo, equitable commercial goods. So it is very interesting. This year we are 17 people, and we are living here at Quixaya. We are building houses in San Juan, San Jorge, San Jose, and Esfuerzo. We've done Don Pancho before. We've done San Felipe, because we go around the country where this, in communities that is supported by the CCDA. We work in solidarity with the CCDA. Most of the participants, or at least half of the participants, the Canadian participants, are union workers. They work for unions in solidarity in Canada. I work for the Public Service Alliance of Canada for the Justicia Social, for social justice.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea through these 5 years how many volunteers have come down to the project?
Do I have any idea how many volunteers?
Have been
every year,
do you have the same number? Like this time you have 17? No.
No, we have anywhere between 12 to 21 people every year. So this year we're 17.
Excellent.
So we've been doing it for 5 years.
And
back at home in Canada, there's over 100 volunteers working in the country and not coming to Guatemala because it's expensive to travel. and everybody does this voluntarily.
Right. And what do you find when building those homes, like Ken was referring to, is this one of Roberto's houses? Is this one of Roberto's houses? Like, I think the inspiration has been there, and it will be still there as time goes by. What can you tell us about Roberto since how long you've been engaged with the project?
Well, I've been engaged with the project from the very beginning. Roberto was an activist and a union member of the Public Service Alliance of Canada, and we have been working, we worked together from the very beginning, and Roberto was a friend to many, 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 many people. He believed in human rights, in fair trade, in equal opportunity for all women and children, and development. And he wanted to make sure that he could participate in making some social change. And thus, during his employment in Canada, he worked for Health Canada, but always had an absolute passion for teaching Spanish. So he started off by teaching some of his colleagues in Health Canada Spanish, and that is how he introduced his project of education in action in Guatemala. And it started like that 5 years ago. And since then, all of the participants receive 1 month of Spanish lessons prior to coming to Guatemala. And then they're fully engaged in the community. And really one of our biggest visions for doing this is not only building the houses, though we know it is necessary, but it's to work in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Guatemala.
And I find that it's been an inspiration to continue through with the project, although the third year when Roberto was just getting ready to go with the delegation, that's when he was diagnosed with the cancer. But this time you are very fortunate to have his 22-year-old daughter, Florecita, who's been actually taking over the leadership somehow through the translation piece for the project in Guatemala. How do you find that connection, and you feel that this project will go on as for Roberto's goal?
Absolutely. I believe truly that the project will go on. We, my employer, the Public Service Alliance of Canada, World Accord, and other individuals in Canada fully support the project and want to continue the initiative. This year we're very fortunate to have Floricita with us, acting as translator. And we are hoping that she will continue in Roberto's legacy, and which we will as well. We will all be here. Roberto inspired not only the people here in Guatemala or his family, he inspired many, many hundreds of people in Canada. And we will continue this project as long as we can.
I must share with you that you're about to bring tears to my eyes.
I'm about to
bring tears to my eyes because it's quite an honor to know that someone from my country has been able to perform the kind of work, the kind of projection that he actually was able to accomplish, and to know that it was not for his, for himself, that it is actually for people that need the kind of work that you are doing in Guatemala, and I think that's the best reward that an immigrant person here in Canada, no matter the reasons why you immigrate to another country, if it's for economical reasons, if it's because you've been persecuted like Roberto came to Canada to save his life, but by the kind of work that you are doing in Guatemala right now, you are saving people's lives too. Because you're providing a better shelter for them to live. So
thank
for
you.
That,
thank
I am
you,
very thankful to you too.
Thank you very much. It's not only work that we do here, it's an opportunity to be able to do this along with your communities.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure if there will be someone else there, one another volunteer that would like to take the phone and connect with us and share some of the inspiring reasons from Roberto to be there this time. I do.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Janice.
You would like to speak to someone else?
If there is anybody that would like to take the phone, it would be amazing.
Yes.
I do thank you with all my heart for your time, your efforts, and your commitment.
Thank you very much for taking the time to interview me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Wilma.
Gracias a usted.
Bueno, I will go get another person. Just a moment, please.
Sure, I will. Yeah. Nada más para traducir un poquito de lo que Janice comparte desde que ha empezado el proyecto fundado por Roberto Miranda en Ottawa. Ha estado participando en la construcción de casas en Guatemala, en diferentes pueblos que el Comité de Campesinos del Altiplano realiza, en San Juan, San Jorge, San José, en Don Pancho. Esto fue el año pasado en el departamento de Escuintla también, porque el Comité de Campesinos del Altiplano trabaja allá. Pueden escuchar quizás al fondo el ruido de la gente que está allá colaborando. Y ha sido Ken McGuffin, quien trabaja acá en la Universidad de Toronto, quien apoya tres proyectos en Guatemala, que está allá en estos días también visitando esta comunidad, a donde están ahora 17 personas de Ottawa construyendo las 15 casas para las cuales fueron colectados los fondos el año pasado. La enfermedad de Roberto realmente no fue una enfermedad que impidiera su trabajo, porque su inspiración fue tan contagiante que la gente continuó y continuará, inspirados por esa labor que él sembró para seguir adelante. Is there anybody else there ready, Ken?
Hi, Velma. I have Heather with me, and she'd be delighted to talk about the project and Roberto.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Gracias. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
So tell us about your experience there, and how did you get connected to being in Guatemala right now building the houses?
I guess it was maybe 6 years ago that I worked for Health Canada, and Roberto was my Spanish teacher. So once a week I took Spanish class with him, and it started off, he was just telling me about his experience in Guatemala. He was from Guatemala, and the struggle that he'd gone through. And then he came up that he had this idea that a group of us should go and go on a trip to Guatemala and start this project. So the first year I decided, yes, I'd go, that he was a wonderful person, and I wanted to be part of the trip. So I went in 2007 for the first trip that he organized. And, yeah, it was a wonderful experience. My older sister came with me, and it was incredible. Like, I had no idea what I was signing up for. I just knew it sounded like a wonderful thing that I wanted to be part of, but I had no idea the extent of what I would experience. And honestly, yeah, the first trip changed my life, but it was just, it gave me a new appreciation for what I had at home, and then what other people are going through it's different when you see it on TV as opposed to when you actually are living it and experiencing, just the wonderful hospitality, that it was wonderful to work with the community, that I loved that it wasn't just us coming down thinking we were going to do a good deed, that it was really, we were learning a lot from the community. It was just incredible. And then just I've been involved with the group since my first trip, just helping out with fundraising and selling Cafe Justicia. And then this year I decided I wanted to come back on the trip again, and I'm here now with my little sister. The first time it was my oldest sister, and now I have my youngest sister with me. So, again, it's just an incredible experience. I love that it's we're working together, that everything's very much in solidarity, and I love this experience. I wish I could do it every year if possible.
That sounds amazing, Heather. Thank you so very much. And I would like to ask you, just as a matter of joke, because you know Roberto was a great joker too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you been practicing your Spanish over there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been practicing my Spanish. I find that I hadn't kept it up between the first trip and this trip. And so the first few months before, like, I knew I was coming on this trip, I was trying to practice it, but it's gotten better since I've been here.
That's amazing. And I just like to keep in mind all the time Roberto's laughter and the amazing things he used to share. And
absolutely. He had such a wonderful, wonderful humor, just a wonderful happiness about him. But I can tell you a story from the first trip that we took, that he got stung by a scorpion.
That's right. Yeah.
And that he was in good spirits about it, that he was joking about he had gotten stung, and as the day went on, like, he was getting, you could tell that, like, he was getting tired and that it was bothering him, and my sister was a nurse, so she tried to help him out and then said he had to go to the hospital. And then he came back from the hospital and he was joking about it, that it was so funny, and he started singing a la clang, clang, clang. and he just had all the kids then in the community following him around as he'd sing it for the rest of the week. that it was just like any situation he could make, that it was amusing, you know, and it was all about making everyone else around him, at ease and, comfortable, and just, he was all about making other people happy. And I love that about his personality. And on this trip, we have his daughter as our translator. And she has those same qualities, which is wonderful. That it's just an error or quality of just, you can't help but feel happy when you're around them. So it's lovely that we have her on this trip too.
I appreciate very much everything you've said, Heather. I will just take a minute to translate a little bit of everything you have shared with us right now. I don't know if there's any other volunteer around that would like to share any experience, and if not, maybe I will just say bye to Ken while I just take a minute to translate, while you just check over there if anybody else would like to take the phone, all right?
Okay, I'll pass you back to Ken, and I'll see if there is anyone else, okay?
Thank you so much, Heather, and you have an amazing time there with all the people, and thank you on behalf of everyone for your work. Heather es una de las voluntarias que ha estado en otras oportunidades en el proyecto en Guatemala también, construyendo las casas, como parte de esa organización que fundó Roberto Miranda, Educación en Acción, que tiene sus raíces en Ottawa. Y de esta manera, Heather fue la primera vez con su hermana mayor, y en esta oportunidad Heather se encuentra compartiendo con su hermana menor. El espíritu también de tan buen sentido del humor que Roberto tenía era contagiante, como en el Yes, Ken.
Oh, I'm just wondering if you want to talk to a member of the CCBA.
Yes, we have 6 more minutes, Ken.
Okay.
Yeah. Gracias, Ken.
Okay. Okay, here, I'll just pass the phone. Hello.
Hello, Leocadio?
Teodoro Huracán del...
Teodoro.
Del altiplano.
Muy bien. Compártanos algo de las memorias, de lo hermoso que recuerda usted de Roberto. Tenemos 4 minutitos.
Pues en realidad es un gusto escuchar a usted y al mismo tiempo tener en la mente aquí en el Comité Campesino del Altiplano toda la historia y el trabajo que nos dejó don Roberto Miranda en estas comunidades, tanto como los pobres acá, siempre y cuando hemos tenido fracasos, tanto como económico y la pobreza a respecto de los gobiernos ingratos que hemos tenido. Pero don Roberto directamente dejó un gran historia, un gran recuerdo aquí en Guatemala. ¿Por qué? Porque hay tantas familias pobres que directamente él construyó viviendas con lo poco que él ganaba, lo poco que él conseguía a través del Café Justicia allá en Canadá. En muchos países ha entregado café, y a respecto de eso nosotros lamentamos, pero a Dios gracias seguimos con el trabajo de él, seguimos con el objetivo de él, porque aquí tenemos a su hija, tanto como a él lo tenemos presente acá, en porque en el momento lo tengo al grupo de canadienses construyendo otras viviendas en 4 comunidades, y esperemos en Dios que Dios lo tenga en paz al compañero Roberto Miranda y su familia, porque realmente nosotros siempre lo recordamos y la tenemos acá en el corazón, tanto como el Comité Campesino Altiplano y las comunidades que salieron beneficiadas del proyecto que él ejecutó durante el tiempo que estuvo trabajando con, acá con nosotros. Y mil gracias, y Dios que lo tenga en paz al compañero Roberto Miranda.
Así ha de ser, y su espíritu va a estar siempre vivo con nosotros, y el trabajo que arduamente realiza la gran comunidad también allá en Ottawa con Educación en Acción, y nosotros acá también desde San Lorenzo, en la ciudad de Toronto, a donde Leocadio ha estado en otras oportunidades, también con el Café Justicia, porque no hay otro café como Café Justicia. Así que adelante todos ustedes con ese trabajo arduo de solidaridad con todas las comunidades. ¿Cuál es su nombre de nuevo, perdón?
Teodoro Huracán.
Teodoro. Muchísimas gracias, don Teodoro. Realmente, a usted un millón de gracias. Un gusto. Gracias a usted, y a seguir compartiendo ahí con todos los compañeros canadienses y con Florecita también. Un abrazo muy fraterno. A usted, don Teodoro. Okay. Este era don Teodoro, y uno de los miembros activos también de la comunidad allá en el Comité de Campesinos del Altiplano. Agradecemos ese contacto maravilloso que Ken McGuffin, un compañero de acá de Canadá que ha estado también trabajando arduamente apoyando 3 proyectos y que visita el CCDA, el Comité de Campesinos del Altiplano, a donde se han hecho ya 72 casitas gracias a esos esfuerzos inmensos de personas como Roberto Miranda, fundador de esa organización, un maestro espectacular que logró sembrar conciencia solidaria también en una comunidad muy grande en Ottawa. Cuentan con más de 100 voluntarios, nos decía también Janes, la primera persona con quien tuvimos la oportunidad de conversar, y son diferentes números de voluntarios que participan con sus propios fondos anualmente.
CHHA 1610 AM, Radio Voces Latinas.